I heard about it the other day as I was listening to a podcast interview with TV's Norman Lear. The interview was being played as a tribute to the 101-year-old American screenwriter and producer who died recently. Lear's being referenced as legendary for producing or creating groundbreaking shows like All in the Family, which ran from 1971 to 79. Now, the it I'm referring to is a comedic bit from All in the Family. It mirrors my sense of humor and my idiosyncrasies as it plays over and over like a song in my little mind. Though I don't remember seeing the particular show the bit's from, I've since watched it on YouTube after hearing Lear and the interviewer reference it as arguably one of the funniest bits in the 8 years of the show. The bit actually began in rehearsal, not as a written line, but as improvisation between the two leading actors, Rob Reiner and Carol O'Connor. O'Connor's character, Archie Bunker, is standing in his son-in-law's bedroom as they're about to go hunting, and Archie is trying to hurry Michael along. Michael, who's sitting on the side of his bed, grabs a sock and puts it on and then picks up his boot. But before he puts it on, Archie blows a gasket. Archie hollers, "Hold it, hold it! What are you doing here? What about the other foot? There ain't no sock on it." Michael says, "Well, I'm getting to it." Turns out, Michael puts on a sock and a shoe, and then a sock and a shoe. Archie, obviously, puts on a sock, and then a shoe and a shoe. "Don't you know," Archie blasts, "the whole world puts on a sock, and then a shoe and a shoe. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard." It's a funny bit. Google it. It opened up a whole new world for me, though. What's the deeper hidden meaning in putting on a sock and a shoe and a sock and a shoe? Surely there is one. And not only that, which foot gets the sock first, left or right? Before that, which leg goes into the pants first? Or are you the type of person that puts socks and shoes on first and then your pants? Does the shirt go on before the pants? And here's one. Do you put your shoes on first before your shirt and pants? If so, what does that mean about your chemical makeup or perverse thinking? I seem to carry this thinking into the bathroom. I was gargling the other night, and my wife starts chuckling to herself across the room, except it's the kind of chuckle that I could tell was caused by an action of mine. Evidently, I rinse the scope bottle lid, and then bang it 3 times on the side of the sink to get the water out. Wham, wham, wham! I do it every night and every morning. She says I bang the cap 3 times. Not 4. Not once or twice, but always 3 times. To her, that's funny. To me, it's just the way it should be. But wait, it gets worse. I'm still gargling as I enter the toilet closet, swishing scope from the left side to the right side of my mouth. Not right to left, mind you. As I stand and do my business, I have to count 10 sloshes, left or right, that's 1, left or right, that's 2, and so on. And I have to finish sloshing back and forth 10 times from left to right before I finish my business in the toilet closet. Now, if I finish my business before I finish my 10 sloshes, well, I don't know. I'm never finished before I get to 10. Maybe my head will explode and burst open. I don't know. I don't want to risk it. There are other little hitches in my giddy-up, too, but you're starting to get the picture. This is why the bit about the sock and the sock struck so close to home for me. But then I remember, I'm no different than anyone else. And I know we all have little strange and odd OCD routines in our daily life, don't we? Don't we? Well, don't we? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.